Because I usually teach micro A, and I am not going to try to convince any of you to take that with me next semester either. So I'm going to talk about a class called Higher Education Policy, Higher Education and Public Policy. I forget the title. It's not Drugs and Thugs. It's 611 is the number. It's an elective class, and it's a lot of fun. So that's sort of the field that I mostly work in. I'm an economist. And also teach quantitative methods, so I'll probably have a bunch of you in the winter for quantitative methods. But higher education and public policy is a fun class. It's an elective, and topically, the title speaks for itself. We talk about higher education and many issues related to the policy, policy issues related to higher education. I'm biased, but I think it's a really exciting area to be working in right now. There's a lot going on. There are always debates about affirmative action and Supreme Court cases, but also there's just a bunch of other stuff going on. So, for instance, the federal government currently, like this week, is sort of proposing tying massive amounts of federal financial aid to institutions' performance. A bunch of states are doing that as well. So is anybody here from Tennessee? I could say whatever I want about Tennessee, and no one will correct me. So this Tennessee higher education system, funding is entirely driven by performance. So there, how much money institutions get is entirely driven by sort of the performance of the institutions. And so if those of you that work in K-12 education or have worked or have read the news in the last two decades, sort of this wave of accountability sort of swept through K-12, and we're sort of starting to see some of the effects of that. I think sort of higher education is sort of, we're at the start of that process right now. So this class is all about many issues related to sort of policy and higher education. I think the one, so those of you interested in education should definitely take the class. The one thing, we actually get a lot of people to take the class that aren't education interested people that explicitly tell me, I don't really care about education. But they take the class anyways because it's, I think, more than any other elective, it's really trying to build methods beyond sort of what you've learned, what you'll learn in the core, quantitative methods, so not qualitative methods. That being the case, it's actually really targeted towards second-year MPP students who have already taken program evaluation. So taking it, those of you that are taking it right now, or some people take it sort of at the same time as program evaluation, and that works okay, depending on your interest, but sort of really is targeted for those that have a little bit more of that background. Those of you that aren't sort of planning to take program, haven't taken it yet and aren't planning to take program evaluation in the fall, this really would not be a great class to take because we're really going to build on the methods that you learn in sort of that first class. In the sense of, and really dig into, like, how would you evaluate a policy? What are the different methods? What does the research say? What are the criticisms and critiques of each of those methods? And then sort of the course concludes with a project where you sort of take original quantitative data, do some analysis, and then sort of make a recommendation, which is actually one of the few courses in this program where you'll actually start with a question and go and get sort of collect original data. It turns out it's more difficult than you might think, or certainly than you'd be led to believe working with data and sort of stats or programming eval. But many people say that's sort of one of their favorite parts of the program is sort of doing this project. I have a lot more I could say about it, but feel free to email me or grab me right now, because I'm not going to be in the building again. No, that's not true. I'm around occasionally, and I'm happy to answer questions that way.